Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and talk with Anna Lewis this morning. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your week going this week?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We're halfway through hump day, they call
it. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, I know you're a big blackjack fan, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Hope the boys can pull one off and get the state tomorrow.
I hope so, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So it's fun to watch all the Dawson Boyd fans that follow the Blackjacks at the RE facility in Marshall, wasn't it, last Saturday?
Yeah, it really was. That was a large following. So fun to be part of.
Yep. Okay, Anna, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners and what your job title is at Johns Memorial and what the subject is today.
Sure. Yeah, my name is Anna Lewis. I am a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner here at Johns Memorial. And I thought today we could talk about daylight savings and kind of the effects it has on us, and then follow up with just the importance of getting some outdoor.
All right. Great subject, Anna. I know this past weekend we had a spring ahead. Some people really detest, changing your clocks. Some people want to keep it the same, but I don't mind it, but it's a lot lighter at the end of the day now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is much lighter, which is refreshing, but yeah. It does also play an effect on our health.
All right, tell us all about it then. How does that affect our health?
Yeah, so daylight savings, we always kind of look forward to that longer daylight, but we do lose that hour of sleep, which affects our sleep or our circadian rhythm. And when we do change that clock ahead and our circadian rhythm is off, we do have a higher risk for some actually health effects, which include increased risk for cardiovascular disease, or even there's a lot of research showing increased heart attacks at this time because of that circadian rhythm disruption.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And, I haven't been sleeping well the last couple nights. Why is that?
Really? Yeah, that would probably play into that because our rhythm has been off now with that. Just even that hour adjustment really affects us. Like our natural circadian rhythm is affected by that, which then throws us off on our sleep, which then affects our heart, our mental health, can even increase our risks for diabetes and obesity. We're not performing at a high cognitive level either because of our alertness related to the change in our sleep pattern.
Takes maybe a couple days for people to adjust to that, you think, or longer?
Yeah, they do say a couple days to adjust. I think it could take people longer than a couple days, but I think it's so important to be aware of that. And, you know, they say some ways to help with that is to start going to bed earlier prior to that daylight savings, but I think that's even a challenge, too. Important for us to be aware of that. It can affect our mood, our heart, our just overall well-being. So being aware of that, I think, is important in trying to keep your sleep schedule similar.
How does it affect kids, children? The same, you think, or does it matter to them?
Yeah, I think it affects them about the same. I guess most of the stuff I was reading more was adult-related, but I know my kids were a little tired this morning, I would assume, related to that, but they were also playing outside, so, just that longer daylight and more time outside is spent, too. So.
And it's very important to be outside and get some sun, right?
It is. That outdoor weather, our outdoor exposure is so important for us and has a lot of benefits. It can overall improve our mood, being able to be outside, as that daylight can, and outdoor air promotes relaxation and can decrease our overall anxiety. And being in the nature also can improve our focus and help us restore our attention span, which kind of goes back to that improved cognitive function. And even with the diagnosis of ADHD, it can just be important to be outside and kind of reset yourself to get that focus back. It just overall reduces our stress because being in the daylight and out in the fresh air lowers our cortisol levels, which is what increases with stress and just can bring down our blood pressure, just relax us overall. It also improves our sleep quality when we're outside and getting that fresh air, which then, in turn, improves our mood.
That's right.
Because we're getting good sleep. So it all plays effect on each other.
It does. Children our age, and how about people that are 70, 80, 90 years old? Does it affect them as well?
Yeah, it affects them as well. I think that it affects everybody because everybody has a natural circadian rhythm that we follow. And so any shift in that is going to affect our well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I had trouble sleeping the last couple days since we sprung ahead. It always takes me a couple days to adjust, but...
Yeah, exactly.
How do you adjust? Do you adjust to it pretty well?
Yeah, I would say my sleep has been just off a little bit the last couple days as well, and just feeling that shift, and then the longer daylight throws me off because I think, well, it's earlier than it is, but it is later.
But it does affect you. It does affect you. So just to be aware of that, would you suggest that?
It's so important to be aware of that, yeah. I just think being aware of it, being mindful of it, and listening to your body, too, to make sure that you're not having any other problems is important.
Okay. Anything else, Anna?
No, I think that's it. And get outside and enjoy the fresh air today.
Yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Anna. It's always nice to visit with you on Wellness Wednesday. You do a great job.
All right. I appreciate you having me, Paul.
All right. That's Anna Lewis with Johnson Memorial Health Services. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.